Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yo! Man. Welcome in. It's the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks for hanging out with me as we talk about the Bears and them ending their season in embarrassing yet totally predictable Matt Nagy fashion. That was amazing. It was truly an amazing thing that we witnessed up in Minneapolis. The Bears had complete control of this game. They really did. I'm not going to spend a ton of time talking about it because obviously, like, we're on to big picture issues now with the Bears. But the Bears were in complete control of this game. At the half, they were up 14-3. They got outscored 28-3 in the second half of this game. Let me give you Andy Dalton's line. Let Andy Dalton throw the ball 48 times in this game. 33 of 48 for 325 yards. Two interceptions and a touchdown. Passer rating, 77.2. They were definitely trying to feed Mooney. Shout out to Patrick Manley. Patrick Manley said that's the prop you should have played. I went and checked out on points bet. I should have got down on it. I did not, and I regret it. Because they were 100% trying to push the ball to Darnell Mooney. He finished with 12 catches on 16 targets, 126 yards for him. Congratulations, going over 1,000 yards. This game was exactly what you get from Matt Nagy. The fourth down moments in this game were amazing. It was amazing because everyone understood what should happen in these situations, except for the head coach of your Chicago Bears. He's the only one that didn't get it. And this has got to be like his magnum opus. Like, this is his masterpiece of a game. All of his weaknesses as a coach were on display. When you saw the way that the Bears turned the ball over on downs, I've got no problem going for it in all of those situations. This is not me saying, like, not backtracking off of how I feel about fourth downs. You should go for them, and he should have gone for them in all of those situations. The problem is he can never stop being himself. Not once do you say to Bill Lazor or whomever's calling the plays, it's probably, it doesn't matter, but at no point is there a, hey, let's run the ball. Let's see if we can get the ball that way. Nope. We're just going to keep banging our heads into the wall, doing it this way, doing it the way that, we always try to do it. I've got something to prove. I've got to prove to you that this system works. It's everyone else. It's not me. This system works. And I'm going to prove it to you in these fourth and goal situations, these fourth and short situations, by letting Andy Dalton throw the rock around the yard. I'm going to prove it to you because I'm Matt Nagy, and this is how I roll. And you should understand that I'm a genius. It was the most... His arrogance, shout out to Wayne Larrabee, knows no bounds. Just seriously, just out there like, oh, no, we'll just keep doing this thing. The shot on the sidelines with David Montgomery just kind of looking exasperated after they failed their second fourth and short with him not on the field. Do you know how crazy this is? That he's not on the field. For those fourth and short situations. And I'm stuck going, what was the point? What was the reason for you to draft David Montgomery if you weren't going to use him in situations like this? I'm no fan of Ryan Pace, but if I'm Ryan Pace, one of the ways that I am allowing myself to not be caught up in Matt Nagy's mess is being like, see, I gave him a guy for those situations and he still won't use him. He's got to go. I mean, they both have to go, but if I were Ryan Pace trying to save my job, that would be one of the things that I would point out about why you can't possibly retain Matt Nagy is the head coach of this team. That there's no redeeming quality that supersedes who he is in a particular game. I got a hearty chuckle as it was happening because Matt Nagy loves to get excited when his team is winning a game in the first half. And he talked with the sideline reporter and was talking about, yeah, we just need to get a stop here. And then, you know, we'll go down and we'll get some points. And I knew immediately that the Vikings were going to score. Because the head coach of the Bears doesn't have a sense for what's happening in-game. His in-game stewardship is laughable. And it was all on display for the entire country to see. The entire country. Well, probably not the entire, because no one's watching that game. But when people read about it, they won't read about it, will they? Well, maybe they'll listen to this podcast. Everyone who was watching this game knew that he should have gone a different way. And this is who he is. And this is why he's got to go. His boss has got to go, too. And I want to spend some time. I'm going to talk about that. I want to talk about Ryan Pace and the incredible job that he has done in ingratiating himself and snowing ownership into letting him stick around even this long.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
So let's get after this. It's very simple. The Bears haven't won enough games with Ryan Pace in charge of the football operation. That's why he should be fired. It's not even, like, people say, well, you know, he doesn't talk to the media, and that's one. I don't even care if you win. If you lose, you should probably do a better job of conveying what it is that you're trying to do. But he hasn't won. This is a guy who in his 7 years has a close to 400 win percentage as a general manager of your Chicago Bears. He doesn't get guy. He doesn't draft guys that make it to the Pro Bowl. And there are a lot of people that want to give him credit for late round draft picks that honestly, like, every general manager has a list of, oh, he hit on a fifth round guy. You're supposed to hit on the first round guys. That's supposed to be the most important part of your roster. And his roster stinks. That's the other thing. If the Bears were in a position where you could look at them and say, they are legitimately a quarterback away from being a contender. Everyone's fooling themselves if they think that that's the case, because it's not the case. There is deficiencies everywhere. There are three position groups that I look at going into this season that I think should leave you with a lot of questions about who the Bears are and how Ryan Pace put this together. The offensive line, and specifically the tackles. I know folks want to talk about, they want to talk about, oh, well, you know, the tackles weren't very good last year. I would tell you that the tackles are middle of the road. Both guys that were here, Charles Leno and Bobby Massey, were middle of the road to lower half starters. Where the Bears ended up was in a position where to replace both guys, they were depending on rookies. And in the case of the left tackle, you drafted someone who was injured and changing position without a significant backup plan. Now, they got good slash lucky that Jason Peters was interested in playing football and played as valiantly as he played all season long. But their plan, and this is what I get back to when I talk about the quarterback position, their plan was, we're going to roll the dice with these rookies and see what happens. And it ends up being a mess and a nightmare. Then you look at the defensive backs this year. Sure, you're pot committed to Eddie Jackson as your safety. He had one of the more laughable plays of the season because of what you've paid him. Like, what you've paid him, you're kind of pot committed with him. You didn't even know who your nickel back was going to be to start the season. And what's scary about that is it really shows a lack of roster building and awareness of what's happening in the league, because in the league, they 11 personnel, meaning one back, one tight end, three receivers, three receiver sets, are played close to 70% of the time. Which means that who's ever playing nickel for you is essentially a starter. And to go into the season not knowing who that is and then having a question mark at the other cornerback position is indefensible. And then you look at the quarterback situation. If you wanted to give up as many assets as the Bears gave up to get into a spot to draft Justin Fields, then it is incumbent upon the general manager to then tell his head coach, listen, man, we need a good plan here. And they had a terrible one. Their plan was for Andy Dalton to start all of the games. That's a terrible plan. And if it's Matt Nagy's lack of execution with it, cool. But that's something that goes to the GM. How does the GM sit there and go, I've given away our assets for this guy. Let's get him ready to play. Or if we're not going to get him ready to play and the focus is on we need to win this year, then here's what you do. Andy Dalton's your starter. Nick Foles is your backup. Justin Fields is your third quarterback, and he dresses. And the reason that you dress him is because Nagy wanted to do all that gadget shit that he did at the beginning of the season. That's not what they chose to do. What they chose to do is, well, we did draft him high. We're mad at Nick Foles, so we're going to make Justin Fields the number two quarterback while simultaneously not getting him ready to play. It's ridiculous. All of this stuff is stuff that the general manager should have stepped in and said, this plan's not going to work. This is what we're doing. Period. And if you don't want to do it, you can get out now. You can pack your shit now. The whole thing is an absolute colossal mess and a waste of time. I know that people are, the case that has been made publicly for Ryan Pace, and I'm not saying, you know, Dan Weider and Brad Biggs and Jason Leisure and Patrick Finley, like they're not advocating this. But what keeps coming up, because I imagine it keeps coming up with sources inside the Bears organization is, well, you know, Ryan spearheaded a $100 million renovation of Halas Hall. That's what he's supposed to do. Is the Chris Rock line. So you want a cookie for some shit that you were supposed to do? You're supposed to make the football operation be more streamlined. And guess what? Have the renovations at Soldier Field netted anything for the Bears on the football field? No. Not in terms of winning games, nor in time lost via injury. It hasn't netted them anything other than it's shiny and probably increases the value of the franchise, which if we are talking about the dollars and cents portion of this, then his ass doesn't need to be anywhere near the football side. He should be on the business development side. And if what you're doing is getting him ready to replace Ted Phillips, I don't think Ryan Pace is qualified for that. This is not me caping for Ted Phillips. It's me saying Ted is actually an accountant that's been worth billions of dollars to the McCaskies. He might be a lawyer, too. I haven't checked. But Ryan Pace is not qualified for that job. And the idea of him failing upwards is disgusting. If this week what the Bears give you is him getting another job, like him getting promoted after failing at the job of general managers, it's gross. It is everything that anyone who's ever seen privilege at work, this is it. Bernstein had a really good line for it this week. He was saying how basically the McCaskies have kind of adopted him. He's called it adoptive nepotism. Well, he's like part of the family now. man, get that dude up out of your building as fast as possible. It really doesn't make any sense. There's no case for him. No case for him being the general manager or above or even sideways. Rip the Band-Aid off and really start over with a new vision. The whole thing is crazy. All of it was like right there for you today. It was all, it could all be encapsulated in this one game. This is who they are. And it's a shame because this would have been, think about it, think about this. In a year where there was some room for a Bears-like sneak into the playoffs at the bottom of the NFC, they weren't even close to sneaking into the playoffs. This has been a backwards moving organization for a really long time. They make bad decisions from the top of this organization on down. And it really stinks for Bears fans that have been watching this take place and screaming at the top of their lungs that there needs to be significant change. My hope is that the change will come. But my fear is that Sam Cook is not walking through that door. Thanks so much for listening to the post-game podcast. If there is some news throughout the week, obviously I'll be on the air at the Score from noon until 2. And if we need to do more podcasts to work through some of this nonsense, we will do that. We are also going to start adding Bulls stuff into our podcast scene here on House of L. Why not talk about a first-place team, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes or so? So be on the lookout for that starting this week. Not tonight, but after tonight's game, we will start doing some stuff. So I thank you for your support. Please go back in through the catalog, the most recent episode of Sports Adjacent. I am the guest, and you will love it, I promise you. I will talk to you next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.